Hello, it's Monday, October the 4th, and we begin a new chapter in Isaiah today, and that's chapter 54. And chapter 54, coming after the servant song, the fourth servant song that began at the end of chapter 52 and ran all the way through chapter 53. This is Isaiah's response to that servant song, and it begins, "Sing, O barren one who did not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who have not been in labor, for the children of the desolate one will be more than the children of her who is married, says the Lord." Now, chapter 54 uses three images to portray the story of grace. And the first image in verses 1 to 3 is a barren woman rejoicing over her growing family. And the barren woman, of course, is Israel. And this is Isaiah's way of depicting the growth of Israel's spiritual children, looking way down the line, redemptive historically. And this verse is cited, you'll remember, in Galatians chapter 4, where Paul uses it as an allegory. It's an interesting section. This barren woman turns out to be none other than Zion, Mount Zion, and Jerusalem, and Israel, and a worldwide invitation. Enlarge the place of your tent, and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. You will spread abroad to the right and to the left, and your offspring will possess the nations and will people the desolate cities. So a very positive, optimistic portrayal of the future, the immediate future, 150 years down the line, Babylonian exile. But he's looking beyond that, and he's looking to the return, and he's looking way into the New Testament era and to our time and beyond our time. And Jesus is building his church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. This is optimism. This is a wonderful, positive picture in Isaiah 54. We'll have a look at it again tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.